KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
55 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Tuesday afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft. It is our top local stories this hour if you are just checking in. Scary moments at one Reno doctor's office. Coming up, what police are saying about a car that slammed right into the front door there. Meantime, a firefighter dies while serving directly ahead. Why authorities are saying this happened. And Reno travelers speak out about the final landing of Spirit Airlines on the way. How Northern Nevada flyers are coping. FM News Talk time. It is 12:06. Jerry, my friend, what's going on?
Well, happy Cinco de Mayo to you, or as we say in my household, happy Cinco de Drinko. another mountain lion kill in Alpine County. That's just south of us and south of Lake Tahoe. Did I hear Craig say closer to 90? We just had 6 inches of snow at Mount Rose. And the District 40 Assembly race, the candidates, we'll take a look at each of those. Fat kids and what Trump has done to hopefully help with that. And our news poll, Greg, the Keystone CPA's noon news daily poll. Call it daily, but the same one's been up. It's changed a bit over the weekend, and that's for the Congressional District 2 primary, which is coming up. There are 13 candidates, Republican candidates in the race, and it's grown quite a bit, and I'm happy to see some of the results, and I will get to some of those in just a bit and take a look at it, but I'm going to make a management decision here, and what we will do probably during the noon news is take all the candidates with zero votes off the poll, and that'll leave most of them, but it's going to take three or four off of the race. So if you know anybody running in that race that may not be that well known, you might want to tell them, hey, there's a poll. You ought to at least vote for yourself. You can do it twice. You can vote at 923fmtalk.com. You can also vote at 991fmtalk.com. Only one vote per computer or per website, I should say. And we'll tally those up and we'll get those to you before the end of the show for today. And then we'll probably leave it up one more day. And like I said, take all the people not getting any votes at all, at least in our unscientific poll, before the end of the hour. One other thing that I was Kilmeade yesterday. What a flake. Actually, what happened was, according to him, a likely excuse, which reminds me, I've got to grab my phone out of my pocket and turn off the ringer. His ringer was down, he says. So we'll put him on the spot tomorrow. And Brian Kilmeade, who's going to be performing May 30th at the Bartley Ranch Amphitheater, a week after Jimmy Failla, Brian Kilmeade will join us tomorrow and scheduled, air quotes, he is scheduled to join us tomorrow at about 12:45 p.m. And starting this Thursday, too, we'll start giving away tickets to both Jimmy Failla and Brian Kilmeade, and we will have some double packs. You can win a pair of tickets to Kilmeade and a pair of tickets to Jimmy Failla, both, but you need to be listening. Might be a nice Mother's Day, and that's another reminder that this Sunday is Mother's Day. Get a card, get something in the mail, or make sure you get something for your mom on Mother's Day. And this is the noon news, Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 1 p. Greg Neff, Jerry Evans, and Phil with traffic is coming up just a little bit later on in local sports, baseball and hockey, with Craig Swope coming up later this hour. It's 12:10.
And it's our top local story. Patients in the waiting room of one Reno doctor's office got quite the scare after a car slams right into the front door of that office this morning. This went down around 8:15 off Reno Corporate and Double R Boulevards at Dr. Imram Sheriff's office. Police say the driver hit the building a number of times. Television pictures show damage to the front door with debris on the sidewalk. Right now, it's not clear if anyone was hurt. A medical emergency apparently leads to the death of a Lake Valley fire Fire Protection District engineer. Authorities say Neil Schneibel died yesterday after suffering the emergency back on April 29th. The flag at the agency's headquarters will be flown at half staff in Schneibel's honor. Meantime, FM News Talk Election Center 2026 sent a shakeup on the Democratic side in the race for Congressman Mark Amadei's seat. Both Josh Herbert and Sam White have ended their bids for Congress. They've endorsed Morgan Wadsworth ahead of the June 9th primary. Their endorsements come after five Democratic congressional candidates agreed they would endorse whoever they felt was the most viable candidate if they needed to drop out of the race. On the Republican side, one hopeful going after another.
I'm filing a federal complaint against one of their candidates because of the financial campaign contributions going to rent up here. I think that you should be part of this region, part of this district, but to know these issues before you ever file for office.
Former Eureka County Sheriff James Watt filing that complaint against Dave Flippo, who told Channel 4 that is just wrong.
Whoever's coming up with that, we had a campaign headquarters, you know, that we rented, right? And that's what they're seeing. They're seeing a real estate transaction. Well, yeah, campaigns have campaign offices. So no, my home is not being paid for by my campaign.
On the other side of the state line, the top seven candidates in the race for California governor will have another debate tonight.
The debate in Los Angeles is being televised by CNN at 6 p.m. Pacific and will be moderated by CNN anchors Caitlin Collins and Alex Michelson. It will feature Republican Steve Hilton and Chad Bianco and Democrats Javier Becerra, Matt Mahan, Tom Steyer, Katie Porter, and Antonio Villaraigosa. Tony Thurmond, who joined those candidates in last week's debate, is not taking part in this debate. The candidates will look to stand out with less than a month to go before the primary election and with the first mail ballots going out this week. I'm Daniel Martindale.
In other news, Flyers out of Reno Tahoe International Airport still dealing with the fallout of Spirit Airlines shutdown. One passenger heading for Vegas decided to ditch the air altogether and just drive.
Paid for it back in January, so that money is long gone at this point, but I do want my money back, especially since it wasn't my choice to cancel the flight. The morning of the flight, when I saw the flight was canceled, I looked on Southwest, which is where I usually fly through, and tickets were $1,500. For the day of, so that's why we decided to drive.
Kate McCall among travelers having to scramble to make plans. Most of the other airlines are offering deals to help Spirit passengers. Check with them for details. FM News Talk Time, 12:13.
A second dog in the last month has been killed by a mountain lion in Alpine County. This is closer to Markleyville than Woodford's. Reminder, don't let dogs loose in the early morning and evening hours. It was just a couple of weeks ago when I was driving north on 395 right around Simi-Dimi Summit, some call it Some Dummy Summit, south of the Carson Valley, about 8 a.m. in the morning, a mountain lion crossed the road, and it wasn't really that skittish. It stood alongside the road as we pulled over. I would have gotten out and killed it, but the person with me did not want me to, so I killed her instead. Joke. May 4th was just yesterday, and there was 6 inches of snow at Incline, or 2 inches at Incline, 6 inches of snow at Mount Rose. Elsewhere, about a half inch of rain fell. There's a four-way race to replace P.K. O'Neill for Assembly District 40, the Carson City and Story County area. He, P.K., was one of the notorious Republicans who voted for the largest tax hike in the history of Nevada and was reelected two times after that. He's retiring. Governor Joe Lombardo's and P.K. O'Neill's endorsement goes to the former head of the DMV, Julie Butler. Other Republicans in the race are the former deputy chief of staff for Governor Jim Gibbons, Stacey Woodbury, Drew Rybar, who identifies as a conservative. He was involved in a lawsuit over his attempt to film Drag Queen Story Hour at Washoe County Libraries. Rich Harvey rounds out the Republican field. He's the former chief of the Lyon County Fire Protection District. The lone Democrat in the race is Oscar Fuentes. FM News Talk Time is 12:15. Here's Phil with a look at traffic.
We have an injury collision on northbound 580 at the Spaghetti Bowl, just where you exit to go onto eastbound Interstate 80. Fortunately, it's off to the side and it's not really impacting traffic that heavy. Just watch out for emergency vehicles and give them plenty of room. Otherwise, we're doing okay in Sparks, Yerington, around the lake, and in Carson City. It's 59 in Sparks, 55 in Carson City, 52 in Wellington, 47 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here is a look at your weather.
Nothing but good-looking weather the rest of the week. After upper 60s today, mid to upper 70s tomorrow, 80 on Thursday in Sparks, mid-80s for Mother's Day weekend. Weather brought to you by RE/MAX Gold Agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. 721-5905. Coming up at 1 after the noon news, Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
I can say for one that I have no other ambition so great as that of being truly esteemed of my fellow men by rendering myself worthy of their esteem. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. Nothing makes our day better than earning another 5-star review from a satisfied customer. For service, visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
I suffered with plantar fasciitis for almost 20 years. I would try drugstore insoles and supports.
If you suffer with plantar fasciitis, we know the search for pain relief can feel like a hopeless ordeal.
I've been through surgeries, foot injections. I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life.
At the Good Feet Store, we hear stories every day of all kinds of cheap inserts, expensive shoes, and other failed remedies people have tried that just didn't work.
I was trying all different things. Not a single one worked. And then I was driving past the Good Feet Store, and I thought, why not? Give it a try. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support for my feet. Then it was like, okay, this is different. These make a difference.
I'm so glad I met Good Feet. It changed my life.
Don't lose hope. Give the Good Feet Store a try. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Thin nylon covers may be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it? Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage. 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com.
The best of Nevada's capital city. 3 years in a row, Chris Russell, owner of Nissan Carson City. Year after year, people out buying vehicles have voted us as the best of Carson City. And with J.D. Power naming Nissan the number one brand in new vehicle quality, we're continuing full speed ahead. We've scared off all car payments, new or used, until 2026. Plus, we've been voted Carson City's best car dealership, as well as the best place to buy a new car and the best place to buy a used car. We have what the others don't. No one else gives you tires and oil for life. Brand new inventory is arriving daily. Speaking of monthly payments, what's your car currently worth? We'll always give you more for your trade, which equals an even bigger value with your new Nissan.
Voted best new and used car dealership in Carson City by readers of the Nevada Appeal.
Not to mention that new truck or SUV always comes with tires and oil for life. Voted everyone's favorite, Nissan Carson City.
KKFT. This is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
Sorry, higher fees coming for Reno residents and businesses. I'm John Potter for the new news. The Reno City Council tomorrow considers the final adoption of those sewer rate increases. Your monthly sewer bill is set to jump an average $3 yearly for the next 3 years. The city says it's in response to increased costs like a 41% increase in construction costs and a 54% increase in sewer treatment expenses. There are other fees going up this year. They include building permit, building inspection, and business licensing charges, increasing an average of 2-3%, and new permit reactivation, abatement, and gas line permit costs. Some business licensing fees increase up to 4%. City Council meets tomorrow at 10 a.m. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
55 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. And if you are just checking in, the three big things you need to know this hour. A South Reno doctor's office in shambles after a car repeatedly slams into its front door off Double R Boulevard this morning. Number two, one Republican candidate for Nevada's 2nd District, that's Mark Amadei's seat, files a complaint against another GOPer over campaign funds and home rent. And number three, if you live in California and have State Farm insurance, listen up. The insurance giant's license might be suspended over the way it's handled two Southern California wildfires. We'll have more on that later this hour. It is our top national story. The UAE says Iran is launching strikes again, but the Trump administration says the ceasefire it is holding.
The defense ministry says its forces shot down 15 missiles and 4 drones, but some got through. And after attacks on U.S. forces and the UAE, President Trump was asked in the Oval Office, what does Iran have to do to violate the ceasefire?
Well, you'll find out because I'll let you know. They know what to do and they know what to do. They know what not to do, more importantly, actually.
Now, yesterday, at least one drone slipped through the air defenses for the first time since the ceasefire and hit the port of Fujairah, home to an oil terminal and the only pipeline that moves oil from the fields of Abu Dhabi to the Gulf of Oman, avoiding the Strait of Hormuz entirely.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Dubai, and happening right now, Secretary of State Marco Rubio holding a White House briefing. He says 7 Iranian fast boats were shot and sunk during an attack in the Strait of Hormuz today. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:22.
You're probably well aware of the healthcare fraud in Minnesota and California in the news a lot lately. President Trump tasked J.D. Vance to find and eliminate fraud across the country. The Justice Department has announced that a new task force will investigate health care fraud cases in Arizona, California, and Nevada has been added to the list. Aaron Ford hasn't been able to or has had other priorities. We will be looking for cases that may be found and bring you the news here on the new news. It's being called the West Coast Healthcare Fraud Strike Force, and I tried. There isn't a good acronym for that. With obesity a significant and growing problem among high school students, roughly 16-20% of adolescents aged 12-19 are classified as obese. This issue poses serious physical and mental health risks, including diabetes, high blood pressure, low self-esteem, and rates often highest among Black and Hispanic adolescents. And because of that, perhaps because of that, President Trump has announced the return of the presidential fitness test for grade schoolers, taking a moment to slam the Obama administration for phasing out their tradition. Quoting Trump, "We're bringing it back. We had the Obama administration, which phased out this wonderful tradition of physical fitness. Thank you, Barack, very much. Great job. And we're bringing it back," end of quote. "My administration is working to defend America's cherished athletic traditions and pass our values of excellence and competitiveness to the next generation," quote unquote. I can actually remember Henry, my son, the host of Nevada Backcountry, receiving one of those awards. If you missed the new news, it's available as a podcast along with The Weekend with John Potter and our local conservation and hunting show, Nevada Backcountry, with Dave Canlato and Henry Evans. Bookmark 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com. You can get those podcasts there at those two sites and vote in our daily poll, which right now is for the 2nd Congressional District race. And who are you voting in the Republican primary for that race? It's 12:25, and Phil has another look at the new news traffic right now.
Traffic. They're still working an injury collision on northbound 580 at the Spaghetti Bowl, just where you exit for eastbound Interstate 80. Fortunately, It is not specifically in any lane, and it's not affecting traffic that badly, other than people slowing down and being looky-loos. Otherwise, we're looking pretty darn good in Sparks around the lake, Carson City, and in Yerington. It is 60 degrees in Sparks, 58 degrees in Dayton, 53 in Smith Valley, 47 degrees in Klein Village. Here's a look at your weather forecast.
Moisture is behind us and sunshine ahead of us, and much warmer weather. Upper 60s today, upper 70s tomorrow, mid-80s for the weekend. Beautiful Mother's Day in store. Weather brought to us by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer. She should be your real estate agent. Mary Jo and the Brummer Group listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. 8 o'clock tonight, Larry Elder on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Experience the difference with award-winning surgery at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Their expert team delivers stunning, natural results you'll love. Trusted, renowned, and ready to help you look and feel your best. Their board-certified plastic surgeons focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Book your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your transformation begins at Hall & Rye.
Tired of buying a washing machine every few years because your current one is broken or stinks? Sean here from Sargent's Appliance Center. Sargent sells top-rated, long-lasting Speed Queen machines with an expected life of 15 to 25 years. Sargent's Appliance Center will provide a washing machine that will have you wanting to do your laundry. Don't take advice from somebody that could be moved to the paint department next week. Quality products from a company that services what they sell. Buy right the first time. Search Sargent's Appliance and Sparks.
Your project calls for rock, soil, sand, or boulders. Call the pros at B&T Rock and Mound House. We've got decorative rock, base, topsoil, drain rock, paver sand, and more ready for pickup or delivery straight to your job site or home. From Washoe to Douglas, Lyon County to Carson City, B&T Rock delivers the materials you need fast, reliable, and affordable. Visit vntrock.biz or call 775-246-1660. B&T Rock. From base to boulders, rock solid service. Rock solid results.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
Game two for Vegas and Anaheim in the second round of the NHL playoffs is tomorrow. Vegas took the opener last night 3-2, Ivan Barbashev getting the game winner late in the third period. High school tourney action begins today for baseball and softball. Game time for all games is 4 o'clock. Should be pretty good weather by then. Higher seed in all games is the home team today. Reno Aces take on Sacramento Rivercats this week. Sacramento in second, the Aces in third in the PCL West standings. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
55 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport from the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neft, and if you are just checking in, ahead of tonight's California gubernatorial debate that we talked about earlier, a new survey from the California Democratic Party shows Democrat Javier Becerra and Republican Steve Hilton tied for first place in the race for governor. They each have 18%. Republican Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco follows with 14%. Democrat Tom Steyer has 12, and Democrats Katie Porter and Matt Mahon, 8 and 7% respectively. The number of undecided voters has dropped from 24 to 14%. Well, leaders in Nevada, California, and Arizona striking a deal about Colorado River water. Taken together with earlier commitments, the proposed cuts add up to about 20% of each state's allotment, but that plan is only part of a larger equation. States further up the river have not yet signed on to any kind of large plan. Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming are still discussing what they should do about everything. State Farm is being hit hard in an investigation over how it handles claims over the devastating Palisades and Eaton fires.
The California Department of Insurance says State Farm delayed, underpaid, and buried policyholders in red tape at the worst moment of their lives. Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara says there were hundreds of violations of state law. The department wants State Farm to pay millions in fines. They also want the company's license suspended for up to 1 year. State Farm responded by saying, Wildfire survivors deserve real solutions, not a distorted picture of State Farm's response. I'm Mark Mayfield.
And if you're looking to shed some pounds put on during the winter, a dietitian with the Cleveland Clinic is highlighting how to cut calories you may not have realized add up over the course of a day.
Condiments are a very common source of excess calories, adding a lot of extra cheese or cheese-based, dairy-based condiments like cream cheese and sour cream can add up a lot of calories too.
So hold that mayo. Julia Sapana with Cleveland Clinic says salad dressings, cooking oils, and drinks like soda and certain coffees can accumulate pretty fast. FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 covers Northern Nevada. After Fox News covers the world, it is 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
News. I'm John Saucier. President Trump moving ahead with a project being called Operation Freedom, trying to reopen the Strait of Hormuz as American forces intercept Iranian missiles and drones. They destroyed attack boats targeting commercial shipping. Mr. President.
We just broke every record, and now we're going to take a hit because we have to make a journey down to Iran to take the nuclear weapon.
But gas prices are soaring. AAA says the average price of a gallon of gasoline in the U.S. almost $4.50 a gallon. War Secretary Pete Hegseth says Iran is the clear aggressor, and they've been harassing ships for too long in the Strait.
We're not looking for a fight, but Iran also cannot be allowed to block innocent countries and their goods from an international waterway.
A senior Iranian commander, they say American forces would be targeted if they approach and enter the Strait. This war again continuing to spark global energy prices. America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk Time 12:32. No longer full service. Delta Airline is no longer going to hand out snacks on short distance flights.
If you're flying Delta between New York and Boston or Atlanta and Nashville, you're going to want to bring your own snacks starting May 19th. The airline will stop serving food and drinks on flights under 350 miles. The change impacts roughly 450 daily flights, but first class travelers will still get full service. Another change, Delta says it'll now offer full food and beverage service to its comfort and main cabin customers on flights between 350 and 499 miles. Back in 2015, Delta stopped offering food and beverage service on flights under 250 miles. In New York, I'm Natalie Migliori.
FM News Talk Time 12:32. The number of job openings rose slightly in March.
The Labor Department says 6.9 million jobs were available, which is up about 100,000 from February. Hiring also increased by more than 500,000 during the month, with little change in the number of separations. According to the JOLTS report, finance and insurance led the increase in available jobs last month. I'm Monica Nelson.
Other news, up to our neighbors to the north, the Washington State Supreme Court has ruled against a group trying to get voters to decide the millionaire's tax.
The millionaire's tax was approved by the legislature, and the group Let's Go Washington was trying to get it on the ballot. The court ruled that previous court rulings show tax items are an issue for the legislature and not voter referendums. The 9.9% tax takes effect in 2028. A lawsuit over the legality of the new tax is also pending. I'm Brad Ford.
FM News Talk Time, 12:33.
Capital Control Systems is your local expert in Generac generators and heating systems. From routine maintenance to full system upgrades, their team has you covered when it matters most. Call Capital Control Systems to schedule service for your Generac generator or heating system so you can be ready for the next storm. Go to nvgreenteam.com.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool.
When the time comes for a dignified farewell, choose Simple Cremation in Reno. Cost-effective ceremonies, no hidden fees, just respectful direct cremation services that let your family focus on what matters most, honoring your loved one with care and compassion. Affordable with options for everyone, even no-cost assistance in qualifying cases. Simple Cremation, Reno's trusted choice for heartfelt, straightforward cremation. Visit simplecremation.us. Peace of mind starts here. 324-3720.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations in the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it
beautiful weather going to be moving in for not only the rest of the week, but into the early part of the upcoming week, with temperatures by Sunday and Monday closer to 90 than 80. Weather brought to you by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your noon news. KKFT.
That long list of candidates for Mark Abaday's seat, Congressional District 2, is a little bit shorter today. I'm John Potter for the New News. 25 have filed. Two candidates just bailed out. They're both Democrats, Josh Hebert and Samuel White. Both endorsed Morgan Wadsworth. They called her the most viable Democrat in the race. Wadsworth is a native Nevadan, UNR student, and first-time candidate. Right now, there are 13 Republicans in the District 2 race, 9 Democrats and 1 nonpartisan. Another dropout in a local race is Susan Kamish. She filed as a Democrat candidate for the Washoe County Commission District 2 seat, which serves most of South Reno to Washoe Valley. Kamish says she's dropping out due to health issues. Her name will still appear on the ballot, along with the one Democrat still in the race, Marie Rodriguez. In the Republican primary for District 2, John Killoran is challenging incumbent Mike Clark. I'm John Potter for the New News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are higher in afternoon trading, led by tech, with the tech-heavy NASDAQ hitting an all-time intraday high. In the meantime, oil prices are pulling back as investors monitor the latest developments in the Middle East. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors are higher. Tech, the best performer. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks are mixed, with Amazon and Alphabet hitting all-time highs, and shares of Google parent Alphabet are up 0.5% and on the verge of overtaking Nvidia as the world's most valuable company as a result of its record stock rally, fueled by its artificial intelligence efforts and booming cloud business. And shares of Anheuser-Busch InBev are up nearly 8% after the beer giant reported a turnaround in its beer sales in recent months after a nearly three-year slump. The company makes Budweiser, Stella Artois, and Corona beer. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:38. Time right now from the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno to check in with today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma, the principal CEO of Keystone CPAs, joining us here on this blustery, rainy kind of day. Mike, how are you, sir?
Doing great. Thanks, Greg.
Awesome. Well, so, you know, you and I have talked a lot about this. We've had some philosophical discussions about California's proposed billionaire tax. The opponents of that proposed tax say they've collected enough signatures to qualify for two countermeasures for the November ballot. I want you to hear this. They believe the proposed countermeasures would block or at least weaken this tax initiative. One initiative would impose a one-time 5% tax on the assets of California residents with more than $1 billion. Now, one of the countermeasures is called the Retirement and Personal Savings Act, which bans retroactive taxes and new state taxes on personal assets. It could effectively cancel out this billionaire tax if both measures passed and the saving measure received more votes. The other proposed measure is called the Improving Transparency, Effectiveness, and Efficiency in California Government. That's a mouthful, which requires audits of programs funded by the new state special taxes. We've talked a lot about this, and, you know, it sounds real good and it feels real good. Tax the billionaires, right? You know, it's not a good idea.
Well, it's not a good idea, and I think there's actually groundswell support for people that oppose it. Now, and I think I saw one metric, Greg, that roughly 36% of all state taxes were paid by those billionaires. So they're being taxed pretty heavily already, and that's why there's a lot of kind of people rejecting the notion. But the real reason why you don't tax wealth before it's realized, because in California, when you sell stock, you pay 13.3% of the gains on that stock. There's no capital gains rate in California that's lower than the normal ordinary income rate. But it's taxing unrealized gains, and you're like, well, that means they may not be liquid. And so the impact on the stock market, if you're saying, hey, it's only 1%, which if you own a billion is a lot of money, 100 million, right? 1%. So you pay $100 million. Well, you're going to have to liquidate your stock portfolio. That's going to impact a lot of people's retirement accounts if all of a sudden you're having to liquidate. And, you know, it's supply and demand. If you got money going in, prices are going to go up. All of you have this outflow of money from the stock markets to the state of California. That's going to weaken demand on those stocks. Prices are going to drop significantly. And I think that's the unintended consequence of even talking about this. Now, the other thing that we've had a huge influx of is people who live in California moving to the great state of Nevada. And I've written this memo ad nauseum about what does it take to move. And people are fed up with California, the threat of it. So even if this measure doesn't pass, California is going to take a huge hit to their revenues just because they threatened it. And I think that's where it's great gain for states like Texas, Nevada, California shooting themselves in the foot.
You know, let's go to our neighbors to the north, Washington State. Did you see Seattle's mayor a few days ago saying about millionaires who want to leave Seattle and Washington State? Bye. That doesn't sound like a very helpful attitude, does it?
We want to be wanted, right? There's a part of the human nature of who we are is we want to be appreciated. Again, these people, these millionaires in the Washington example, they bring a lot to a state. When my wealthy clients say, "What happened to the 1%? Not, you know, I thought I wasn't paying tax." I go, "It's just political rhetoric. You pay all the tax, and you chase that out of the state. They're going to be hurting. It's good political rhetoric. You'll get votes, but you won't get wealth in a state."
Yeah, and that wealth creates things. People don't understand that. Speaking of wealth and the parting of that wealth, more than half of Americans, I want you to listen to this, think prices will be higher than they currently are a year from now. This is a new survey from The Economist who found 59% of people taking part said they believe prices are set to be higher than they currently are in 12 months. I mean, how much more can you pay for hamburger, I guess, is my question.
Well, and actually, I'd say it's almost an empty question because the concept of a healthy economy is we're going to grow at about 3%, 2.5% to 3% a year. So if you said, if 59%, Greg, said, you know, prices are going to be 2.5% or 3% higher, I'd say 100% people should say that. Mm-hmm. But it's when you have inflation that outstrips that, then you have a problem. You have an equal problem if you have deflation. Remember, we had a guest on the podcast that was all about, you know, from Canada saying, you know, they've had GDP of zero for the last 10 years. That crushes, it cripples an economy. So you need to be clicking for it, but yeah, it can't be going crazy. And I think a lot of people are really concerned about gas right now, both fuel costs, heating costs. I had a farmer tell me that petroleum byproduct is what creates a lot of fertilizer. There's going to be, you know, disruption throughout the entire food chain if we don't get this oil thing resolved. I think there's probably more reason to be concerned about those things than normal inflation, you know, because normal inflation has to happen to keep the economy going.
I would like to offer some perspective right now. Sure. Something you said on your podcast a little while ago really stuck with me. You were in Australia for a few weeks, learning all about that country and going to seeing the sights and all that. But an Uber cab ride, I guess, to the airport really sort of hit it home for me when you talked about entrepreneurship with this taxi driver and how hard it is in Australia to be a business person.
To be a business person. I mean, he was talking about all the regulations. Like, unless you have $50 million, you can't start a business in Australia. Mm-hmm. And like in America, you got $100. You go buy a used lawnmower, you're in business, you know. Right. And I think that creates a lot of opportunity for people. And I think, and what I told him, which is what I tell everybody needs a side hustle, you know, a way to make a buck or two. You know, I actually started an apparel site when I was gone.
You showed me. I saw it. It was cool.
Right. Just you know, having, you know, kind of off spin of Shiraz, the name Shiraz as a wine, which is popular in Australia. Australia. So but I think those are things where don't underestimate the power of the entrepreneurial buck. You know, we have an entrepreneurial engine. It's been dampened over the last number of administrations, both federally and in Nevada. But it's still super easy to start a business, get in business, make an impact, and make a buck.
Right.
You know, and I think that gives a lot of people upward mobility well in excess of what the additional cost could be.
Absolutely. Mike Bosma, of course, the principal CPA with the boss, of course, with Keystone CPAs here in downtown Reno. They've got the inside line on all your money questions. Give them a call, 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. Brian will be back tomorrow, of course, but we will talk to you later on in the week.
Look forward to it, Greg.
All right. Thank you, Mike. 1245 right here on FM News Talk.
Well, if you're new to voting, it's a closed primary. Republicans and Democrats can vote for candidates of their own party in partisan races, county, state, and federal. However, if it's considered a nonpartisan race, and there are few that are, if you're an independent, any third party, and a Republican or a Democrat, you can vote in nonpartisan races where candidates do not declare a party affiliation. City, school board, and special districts are some of those. Primary day is June 9th. However, early voting starts in just 2.5 weeks or so, May 23rd through June 5th. Whether you want one or not, you will get a primary ballot. It'll be sent out between May 11 and 18 if you're a resident here in the state of Nevada. Here's one of those horrible stories that breaks your heart. A Carson woman admitted to investigators that she threw her 8-month-old baby against a wall in her Frontier Motel room, causing head injuries. The sheriff's office was called by Carson Tahoe Hospital staff, ER staff, when the baby was brought to the emergency room. The mother told deputies that she became frustrated when the baby wouldn't stop crying. Facing felony child abuse is 26-year-old Jasmine Cady and 31-year-old Jason Cobb. The Keystone CPA's Noon News Daily Poll, I'll run over the numbers right now. I will ignore those candidates with a zero vote just to save time. David Flippo is at 3.34%, just over 3%. George Forbush, 14%. Andrea Lowe, less than a point. James Settlemyer at 3.34, not even 3.5%. Fred Simon Jr. has gotten a couple hundred more votes than he did at this time yesterday. 49.85% is where he sits right now. Less than a percentage, 0.12, Michael Smith. Sherman Tylosky, also same at 0.24%, and Jesse Watts is rounding out the rest. Number two spot right now behind Fred Simon. He's the former Eureka County Sheriff, and he is sitting right now at about 27.5%. You can vote in that poll. We'll keep it up through tomorrow. We'll eliminate all of the candidates with zero votes right now, and we'll give you the results of it at the at about 12:15 break tomorrow, where things stand. Unscientific and based on the grassroots, and that is you. The people that are involved, the people that get busy and get voting when it is time. Turnout in the primary projected to be a very pathetic, anemic 20% in this upcoming primary. It is 12:48 and 90-degree weather, supposedly, just a few days away. Traffic and weather together. Traffic first with Phil. Traffic.
That earlier collision on northbound 580 at the Spaghetti Bowl has been cleared up and traffic through there is moving just fine. However, there is a road hazard on northbound 395 right at Golden Valley Road. Don't know what it is. I can't see it on the camera well enough to tell you what it is, but it is big. Watch yourself as you pass through that area. It is 61 degrees in Sparks, 55 in Minden, 57 in Yerington, 47 degrees at Zephyr Cove. Here's your weather forecast.
Nothing but good-looking weather the rest of the week. After upper 60s today, mid to upper 70s tomorrow, 80 on Thursday in Sparks, mid-80s for Mother's Day weekend. Weather brought to you by RE/MAX Gold Agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. 721-5905. Coming up at 1 after the noon news, Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025, so there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Whatever temperatures this summer brings, your friendly and knowledgeable Bryant dealer is there to help. Your dealer is committed to achieving a high level of training and skills backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Whether you need a quick fix or an entirely new cooling system, your local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. Schedule an appointment today with Carson Valley Heating at carsonvalleyheating.com or call 775-782-3104. Locally, family owned and operated for 47 years. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Welcome to Ridezilla, Nevada's side-by-side headquarters. Visit our new showroom on South Carson Street to view the latest models all under one roof. The staff at Ridezilla are a power sports enthusiast with the knowledge and experience to match you with the right products, parts, and accessories. Our highly trained technicians provide quality repairs and installations so you can customize your ride and maximize performance. Ridezilla, Nevada's newest and largest power sports superstore. Online at RidezillaCarsonCity.com.
99.1 FM News Talk. Breaking news. Local voices.
Hey, it's Dr. Kelly, and I just want to thank you for the Greg and Jerry show. And the most expensive gas is in Incline Village and Crystal Bay. I don't even want to say how expensive it is. And it's nearly $7 per gallon at the Chevron in Kings Beach.
Join Greg Neft and Jerry Evans, the noon news, weekdays at noon on KKFT 99.1 FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news, local, live, and happening now.
And it is 55 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport under mostly cloudy skies. We've got more weather coming up in just a few minutes. If you are just checking in right now, this could have been much, much worse. Lightning strikes a gas line last night. This happened on Rimfire Circle around 6:30. Authorities say the fire was contained to juniper plants. No buildings were damaged. NV Energy was able to get out there and secure the gas line. No one was injured. Again, this could have been much, much worse. Time right now for today's To Your Health.
New research shows traveling can help with anti-aging so long as it's not a stressful or unsafe trip. A study out of Australia shows traveling helps the body with balance, resilience, repair, and lower stress because of the help from being in an unfamiliar surrounding and relaxing experiences. However, researchers caution this could backfire if travelers run into disease, accidents, or unsafe food or water, pushing the body in the opposite direction. If you're looking to shed some pounds put on during the winter, a dietitian is highlighting how to cut calories you may not realize add up over the course of a day. Julie Zampano with the Cleveland Clinic says salad dressings, cooking oils, and drinks like soda and certain coffees can accumulate quickly.
Condiments are a very common source of excess calories. Adding a lot of extra cheese or cheese-based, dairy-based condiments like cream cheese and sour cream can add up a lot of calories too.
Zampano recommends noting the serving size and says there's online calorie trackers that can help. Health update, I'm Scott Pringle.
FM News Talk Time, 12:54. Now with more, here's Jerry.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
5A high school tourneys begin today, and baseball, top-ranked Minogue hosts Douglas, number 2 Reno hosting Reed, number 3 Spanish Springs taking on McQueen, number 4 DeMonte Galena. In softball, number 1 Spanish Springs plays Carson, 2 Minogue taking on Reno, number 3 Reed DeMonte, number 4 McQueen Douglas, and the Aces open this week's series at Sacramento today. Vegas Knights go up 1-0 over Anaheim with a 3-2 victory to open the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs last night in Las Vegas. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
Nothing ruins a peaceful Tahoe trip faster than car trouble. Smoke? Strange noises? Squealing? LT Automotive gets you back on the road fast. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
I'm Wes Duncan, and I'm running for district attorney to make Washoe County safer. In this race, I'm grateful for the unanimous support of law enforcement in our region. I'll be tough on crime, enforce the law, and always back the blue. As an Iraq War veteran, I've seen firsthand the breakdown of the rule of law, and as Sparks City attorney, we fought homeless camps, retail theft, and human trafficking. We need change in the district attorney's office, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
Our friends at Brothers Windows are 9 brothers and sisters,
always committed to their customers' complete satisfaction.
And they've installed over 1 million windows, and 60% of their customers come from referrals. So many 5-star reviews.
60% of their customers come from referrals. That's amazing. You see, the lifetime warranty on installed windows at Brothers Windows actually means something. Their warranties and guarantees actually mean something.
They have integrity pricing with no surprises. Get a free, no-pressure estimate. Never any sales pressure from Brothers Windows. Just great products and great installation.
And you can still take advantage of Brothers Windows' best financing plan ever. 24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit.
And you can get up to $1,000 off beautiful new windows and increase the value of your home. So don't wait. Go to brotherswindows.com for a zero-pressure estimate. Just great information from great folks. Go to Brothers Windows. Windows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
You're headed to the Reno Aces game, and now your car decides to strike out. Bad timing. LT the Superdog is on call. At LT Automotive, we fix cooling systems fast so you don't miss the first pitch. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
KKFT. This is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
HHS Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. launching his new initiative targeting psychiatric medications. The secretary announced the initiative during a MAHA Institute summit on mental health and over-medicalization as he seeks a boost in de-prescribing, his words, antidepressants. According to the secretary, the move will, quote, support patient autonomy, required informed consent, and shared decision-making in the shift of standard of care toward prevention, transparency, and a more holistic approach to mental health. The American Psychiatric Association signaled it was receptive to the initiative, but pushed back on how it characterized healthcare. Well, free burgers. One California chain is offering free burgers for National Burger Month. We'll tell you which one. Jerry, take us home, will you?
Well, I have a saying, Greg, which is, I can stand the despair. It's the hope that's killing me. Wouldn't it be glorious if a conservative won the 2nd District and we bucked the system that is Nevada politics? Handpicked candidates for certain races, picked by the Republican establishment. That certainly applies to the congressional race, 2nd District. We'll see, and we'll cover it right here on 99.1 and 92.3. Have a good Cinco de Drinko. Stay safe. Check in tomorrow for the Noon News. Brian Kilmeade will join us, scheduled to join us, at 12:45 p.m. And we'll have tickets to give away for his show and Jimmy Fallon's coming up just a little later this week.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno, Carson City. The Evans Broadcast Company. Fox News starts now.